Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, everybody? It is your girl, Drea K, back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Why did I say it like that? Like, this is not a game show, Andrea. You are not the host of, what's that show called? The Price is Right. Okay? This is not... Hey, y'all. How are y'all doing? I hope you guys are doing well. Today is Monday. It's about 12:40 in the afternoon, and why did I spend the entire weekend rewatching the Jeffrey Dahmer story? Why did I spend the entire week before the weekend watching the Menendez brothers story? Why? I don't know what it is, y'all, but it's just something about... Like I used to watch, what's that show called on, sci-fi or Fox or something that used to come on. It's like true crime stories or something. I don't know. I forgot what it was, but I used to watch it, right? Forensic Files. Oh my God. Why? I used to watch the show Snapped too. Why am I watching this? Right. But I've always had like just this curiosity, right? Like I'm too intuitive sometimes, right? So I'm sitting up here watching this stuff. And of course it's about murder and, you know, it has like all of these gory, you know, scenes and stuff like that. Why am I watching this? Good Lord, this don't make no sense. How prophetic, how spiritual I am. Why am I watching this crap, right? But when I tell y'all the way God started speaking to me, watching this stuff, watching the Jeffrey Dahmer story, I originally watched this series on Netflix in 2022. Really just bored, had nothing to do. I don't believe I had a job at the time. So I'm Netflix binging, right? But the way God started speaking to me the second time around watching this is insane. It is insane. I wasn't going to open up the podcast episode with this, but clearly I'm going somewhere with this. Okay. I'm going somewhere with this, right? As I am watching the Jeffrey Dahmer story, I am realizing how deceitful and how cunning the enemy is. Jeffrey was left alone. He was abandoned, right? And if you watch this, you kind of understand what I'm talking about. If y'all don't know who Jeffrey Dahmer is, he's literally a crazy cannibalist serial killer who targeted young black men or black and brown and Asian men, and he killed them, but he disintegrated their bodies. Why are we talking about this? Anyway, if you don't know, you know, do your research. But he literally, as a child, y'all, as a child, he was born into a toxic relationship with his mother and father. His mother had mental health issues. His dad was the type to run away when there were conflict and confrontation, right? So Jeffrey Dahmer grew up as a child. He was already, you know, set apart. He was already, you know, an outcast. He wore glasses. The kids made fun of him. The kids didn't want to, you know, spend time with him or be his friend or anything like that, right? So he not only went to school in that type of environment where he was rejected by society, but he came home and was rejected and abandoned by his mother and father. And so God started speaking to me And he has been speaking to me about rejection and abandonment, and how rejection and abandonment is the root cause of a lot of our issues, whether that is our behaviors, our mindsets, our emotions, right? Like, we see a lot of things through the lens of rejection and abandonment, right? I didn't mean to get this deep, but we're going there. So Jeffrey literally took this abandonment and took this rejection, and he was introduced to drinking alcohol. That's how he numbed the pain. Then his abandonment, well, his rejection caused him to want to numb the pain through alcohol, right? But his abandonment led him to killing people just so that he did not experience abandonment anymore. He killed people so that they could stay with him, so that a part of them, a piece of them, right, can stay with him, and so he wouldn't feel the sting of abandonment, so that he wouldn't have to trust people with his emotions, right? Like, y'all, the way God started speaking to me, it was like, okay, Lord, I see what you're doing here. So he developed an interest, right? He had a desire to be in community with people. He had a desire for men. He had a desire. He was rejected by his mother, so he had this desire, this sexual desire for men. So he started, you know, exploring those desires. Look at the devil. He started to explore those desires, but in a way where he didn't have to be vulnerable. He wanted to be in control of those desires. So him desiring to have a man, or, you know, just have like a friend or have some type of connection with a man, right? He decided, okay, I'm going to lure these men into my house. I'm going to offer them a drink. I'm going to put something in their drink, and I'm going to basically drug them so that I can do whatever I want to do with them. And so then I'm going to kill them so that they don't run away from me, or so that I don't get caught, or so that they can just stay with me and I'm not going to be lonely anymore. Because my parents abandoned me when I was 17. They got a divorce. My mother took my little brother and she went off into some other country or some other state. My dad went and left me for this other woman. He went and got in this new relationship and he left for 3 months. So Jeffrey is literally at home by himself, drinking, having these thoughts, having these desires in isolation. And the devil is literally cunning him. The devil is literally like deceiving him, like literally telling him, if you want to be with somebody, if you want some company, deceive someone else, drug them, do that. Like, the enemy is literally giving him strategy, right? And so now Jeffrey is doing this, but now his interest in taxidermy, if y'all don't know what taxidermy is, go and look it up, is becoming more and more of a desire. It's not just becoming a hobby, it's becoming a desire. So he's putting all of these deceptive desires together, coming up with this plan, the devil literally infiltrating his mind, helping him. The devil is helping him, my God, cure his abandonment and rejection issues through alcohol, through murder and all of this stuff, right? And so Jeffrey is having these desires, and the devil is guiding him and leading him into how to cultivate those desires, right? And so as God is showing me this, he's basically showing me and telling me, ain't that what I do? God literally like, isn't that what I do with my people? You see how the enemy is trying to copy me and do what I do? When God gives you a desire to sing, when God gives you a desire to help people, when God gives you a desire to start a business, God is supposed to be the one that leads you into that thing, not you. Because when you take over, you start getting into selfish ambition. Like Jeffrey. Jeffrey, like, okay, well, I have this desire, so let me go and get a job that's going to help me become a butcher so I can learn how to butcher people to death. let me go and work at this job so it can help me do this and do that so that I can then learn how to do this and cultivate this desire. Like, I'm sitting up here like, Lord, I know you ain't like talking to me using Jeffrey Dahmer at all people as an example. When God gives us the desires of our heart, we want to be able to bring that desire into fruition, right? Sometimes we get led astray listening to the enemy, listening to outside voices, listening to other people, listening to other influences, right? We have a desire in our heart to do something, but if that desire is not cultivated by the Holy Spirit, the enemy can get a hold of your behaviors. The enemy can get a hold of your mind. He can get a hold of your emotions, leading you into doing something that you want to do, leading you into one of the acts of the flesh, right? We've been talking about living in the life in the spirit, God's spirit, life in the flesh, right? Doing things your way instead of God's way. So when you have this desire, if you do not submit that desire every single day to God and allow God to give you that desire and cultivate that desire and lead you to where that desire is going to come into fruition, the enemy can literally con you. He can literally deceive you and make you think that you are in control of bringing this desire to life, right? He can literally detour you and derail you in a direction that God did not want you or did not intend for you to go into, right? So I'm sitting up here looking at Jeffrey and I'm like, if he didn't give in to those evil desires, if he didn't give in to those thoughts, if he didn't give in to those you know, those emotions, right? If he did not take this route, where would he be? If he did not listen to the voice of the enemy, where would he be? Jeffrey Dahmer was literally, there's a scene in there where he said that he felt possessed, like he felt like he couldn't control himself, like the consumption was so heavy that he, like his impulses were so heavy that he could not like stop himself from killing. He could not stop himself from drugging people. He couldn't stop himself from doing these evil things, right? And so that got me to thinking, why does Galatians chapter 5 teach us not to give in to impulses? Why does the Bible teach us not to easily give in to temptation, easily give in to sin, easily follow the ways of our evil desires? In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, it literally says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Like, when you think of evil desires, they only satisfy you. They hurt everybody else and they only satisfy you. They hurt God, but they only satisfy you in a moment. That's why it's so easy for us to give in to sexual temptation. That's why it's so easy for us to give in to, you know, all of these selfish ambitions, right? In your human experience, right, you are going to be led by temptation. Like, you're going to be tempted by temptations. You're going to be tempted by this. You're going to be tempted by that. You're going to be tempted to do something that goes against your spirit, right? The Galatians chapter 5 tells us that the flesh and the spirit are constantly at war with each other, right? So if you think about the Jeffrey Dahmer situation, his flesh literally came up with this whole story on why what he is doing is the right thing to do for him. Like, he's literally coming up with scenarios on how he can do this thing just so he can satisfy his desire, so he can satisfy his flesh. And he's constantly giving into it, not even having the consciousness, oh, this is wrong, I shouldn't be doing this, because he is so impulsively focused on his outcome, what's going to benefit him. And sometimes we get into that space as well. We get into a place where we can, like, our backs can come up against the wall, right? We can literally be in a position where it's fight or flight. I need to do this in order to do that. I need to, you know, I need to come up with my own plan so that I can control the outcome. I need to go against God. I need to go against his instruction. I need to go against his will so that I can get the outcome that I desire. Whole time, you're leading yourself into destruction. Literally, the only satisfaction, not even satisfaction, the only outcome that Jeffrey Dahmer got out of pursuing his evil desires was destruction. Like, if you pay attention to the series, right, you see his decline. You see the drinking getting worse. You see his mental state getting worse. You see his impulses getting worse. When he first killed somebody, he didn't kill again for like 9 years. He said that he was able to control the impulses. He was able to control pursuing that desire for 9 years. He kept it concealed, right? But the rejection, more and more of the rejection that he had experienced, more and more of the failures that he was experiencing, more and more of the discouragement that he was feeling, like even in his everyday just experiences, he failed out of, he got expelled from college. He disappointed his father. He got kicked out of the army. Mind you, in the army is where he learned how to drug people. Pursuing, like his father said, here, since you flunked out of college, I'm going to send you to the army. Jeffrey ain't thinking nothing about the army and what it's going to do for his life. He's in the class. This woman is teaching on how to use a particular drug. I don't know what the situation was. And Jeffrey sitting up there, literally thinking about that evil desire. He's thinking about some selfish ambition. He's thinking about, how can this benefit me? If I use this drug, if I use this drug, I could be able to drug people. Like, he's literally coming up with his own plan as to how he can get his desires met. His father has no idea that he's having these fantasies and desires, right? He's thinking, oh, I'm going to lead my son into doing this so that he can have a better life. I'm going to put my son in college. I'm going to put my son in the army. I'm going to put my son, I'm going to have him live with his grandmother for a while I go off and live with my wife. Like, his dad was leading him into all of these things, but Jeffrey was taking it upon himself to learn more about how to kill these people. He started killing people at his grandmama house. His daddy sent him to the grandmama house. The club where he met all of these victims was down the street from his grandmother's house. Like, look how the devil, literally, like, the devil had a plan for Jeffrey the whole time. He had a plan. He literally infiltrated this man's life, right? Like, he said, okay, this is gonna happen and then this is gonna happen. Like, he's like literally that serpent. Oh, Jesus. Literally speaking to his father, speaking to him, this is what you should do. This is why it's so dangerous to be outside of the will of God. This is why it's so dangerous not to have a belief system. This is why it's so dangerous to be in the world. This is why it's so dangerous to listen to everybody and do what everybody, you know, wants you to do instead of doing what God wants you to do, right? And so every experience that Jeffrey had, every thing that happened to him in his life led to his destruction. It led to his demise. It led to his death. It led to his sentencing. It led to all of this. He literally chased after an evil desire, which God tells his people, don't chase after them evil desires. I don't care what it is, whether it's sexual, whether it has anything to do with money, whether it has anything to do with fame. God literally tells us in the Bible, do not chase after any of these things. Look at Diddy. My God, I guess we're going here today. I guess we are going here today. Look how Diddy chased after his evil desires. Look how R. Kelly chased after his evil desires. And look where it led them. Look where it is leading them. They literally, something happened to them in their childhood. I don't know what it was. I know R. Kelly was molested while he was a child. He got molested by a man or a woman or something. And that seed, Jesus, was implanted in him at an early age. The taxidermy was a seed that the enemy planted inside of Jeffrey Dahmer, right? So looking at these people, looking at these examples, they are living proof of what happens when you chase after evil desires. God has a plan for our life, right? But the devil has a plan as well. When you chase after evil desires, it will only lead you to your destruction. When you do things in your own strength, when you constantly sow into your flesh, the Bible says, don't be deceived. If you sow into your flesh, you're going to reap what your flesh gives you. If you sow into your spirit, you're going to reap what the spirit gives you. Like, abandonment and rejection creates these desires. It creates these behaviors. It creates these thought patterns and these thought process. Like, this is why it is so easy for the devil to gain a foothold in your life when you are chasing after evil desires. He can literally come in and start giving you suggestions so that that evil desire can come to fruition in your life, so that it can manifest in your business. It can manifest in your relationships. It can manifest in whatever the case may be, right? There are literally people walking around this earth who are filled with evil desires. There are some people who are filled with godly desires. But the difference is being able to tell which is your discernment. Is your knowledge of the word, your relationship with God. There's this story, literally this thing that just happened in the world where I think she's like 16 or 15 year old girl literally killed her mother. The Menendez brothers killed their parents because they wanted to inherit their wealth, right? And the deception is these people look good on the outside. They appear to have a nice life. They appear to have their life together. They're in these prominent positions of power. They're going to this school. They have this career. They have this. They have that. Everything on the outside appears to be good, right? But you're not going to be able to know what is inside of these people's hearts. And I'm saying this as it pertains to you entering into your promised land, as it pertains to you entering into a marriage, as it pertains to you entering into some type of relationship or some type of community with people. Your discernment is going to be able to protect you from entering into the wrong things. But if you are so fixated and focused on pursuing what you want to pursue, trying to get the outcome that you want to get out of a thing, you are going to be led astray. You are going to be led into some of these types of situations. Not saying, you know, like death or killing or murder or anything like that. But like, if you are not careful in this season, you can end up in the wrong relationships. You can end up in the wrong business venture. You can end up in the wrong marriage. Okay. Is this desire that God has given you a desire to please him, a desire to help people? Or is this desire that's in your heart to fulfill what you want to fulfill? Is this only going to benefit you? Because if it's only going to benefit you, I would say, Andrea would say, that is an evil desire. If it's not going to benefit God or his people or bring glory to God, that ain't no desire that God gave you. If it is a desire that God has given you to start a business, to put a song out, to do this, to do that, but you allow yourself to get in the way and start thinking, oh, well, how's this going to benefit me? How is this going to, you know, take care of me? How is this going to make me money? How is this going to give me fame? If when you start thinking like that, you have turned that desire into an evil desire. You have manipulated Jesus, that desire to fit your needs, instead of it being cultivated and led by the Holy Spirit. This wasn't even in my notes. This wasn't in my notes, but I felt the need to kind of break down those things to you guys, because the way the world is looking right now, we have to stay prayed up. We have to stay guarded up. A lot of you all are in isolation, and you're in a position where you don't really know what to do. You don't know what's next. You don't know what the next step is. You don't know what God is about to do next. But the devil is trying to come in and give you suggestions on what you should do to manipulate the outcome. Instead of waiting on God, instead of sacrificing your productivity for a moment, because for some reason, all of us, we just need to be productive. We just need to be doing something, right? Instead of being still and waiting on God, you are allowing what you see to dictate what you do. And a lot of that can be infiltrated by the suggestions of the enemy. The best way to know if you are operating in your spirit or operating in your flesh is if God is telling you to do something and you immediately go to, well, this ain't gonna make me no money. Well, this ain't gonna, well, I don't understand why I need to do this. Maybe I should do this instead. This don't make sense. Like, when, that's your flesh. If God is calling us to now be transformed by the renewing of our minds, right? And have a spiritual experience. We are both having a human experience and a spiritual experience. But for some of us, God is calling us to operate in that spirit more than in our flesh. So that spiritual experience is going to be requiring you to be 100% dependent on God, not halfway dependent on God, not 50%, not halfway percent, not 80%, 100% dependent on God. I know it does not make sense right now. I know it. I know fear is trying to Jesus. See, the only reason why the enemy tempted Jesus in the wilderness was because he knew that Jesus was going to be vulnerable. He knew that God had been speaking to Jesus about the miraculous things that he was going to do right after his wilderness season, right? But right before that wilderness season, right before Jesus, or right before his entry into ministry, that's when the devil came to tempt him, to con him, to deceive him, to mess with him, to get him to fall into selfish ambition, to get him to be impulsive, to get him to be reactive, to get him to get outside of God's will. That's the only way, Jesus, that is the only way, that is the only time the enemy comes to mess with you. When you are in a vulnerable season, when you are in a vulnerable state. Jeffrey Dahmer, the Menendez brothers, Diddy, all of these people operating in their evil desires, all these people that are being led astray, they had a vulnerable moment. I don't know what it was, but they had a vulnerable moment where fear, rejection, anxiety, abandonment came in, and they decided, I'm going to listen to the devil over God. I'm going to listen to this thing that's going to benefit me. I'm going to listen to this idea. I'm going to pursue this idea that's going to benefit me. I'm going to pursue this career that's only going to benefit me. I'm going to pursue this job. I'm going to pursue this music thing. I'm going to sign this music contract. I don't know who that's for. I'm going to do this thing because it's speaking to my evil, selfish desires. I'm going to listen to this podcast episode. I'm going to watch this video. I'm going to go to this party. I'm going to pursue this thing because it's speaking to my evil desire. It's helping me pursue my evil desire. Jesus, it's helping to cultivate a plan as to how I'm going to manipulate the outcome to make this desire become manifested in my life. I'm going to watch a million Kingdom Marriage Journey videos and prophetic words because I have a desire to get married because I don't want to be alone anymore. This ain't got nothing to do with the glory of God. This ain't got nothing to do with seeing miracles, signs, and wonders. This has nothing to do with my faith being cultivated in this season. I only want to get married. That's it. I'm tired of being alone. I'm tired of being rejected by the world. I just want my person. So I'm going to watch a million of these videos just so it can feed that desire. I want to be an entrepreneur so bad, and I want to make money so bad. This ain't got nothing to do with being a vehicle or being a vessel for somebody to be met with the power of the Holy Spirit. This business idea has nothing to do with giving God glory. It only has the benefit of making me money. So I'm gonna watch a million videos. I'm gonna go to a million seminars. I'm gonna follow a million worldly entrepreneurs and listen to what they got going on so that I can build the business of my dreams, so that this business can only benefit me. You in your flesh and you need to stop. You're in your flesh and you need to stop. God ain't nowhere in that. If what you pursuing only benefits you, God ain't nowhere in that. We, the Bible speaks about love, loving one another, loving each other, loving your enemies, loving your neighbors, right? Like that's a commandment to love others. Love is an act of service. So if you a service-based business owner and you are creating services that only benefit you because you need some money, and only benefits you because you want to be famous, only benefits you because you want to build your brand, you operating in your flesh. This ain't got nothing to do with your spirit. You done allowed your flesh to take over. You done allowed your selfish ambition to take over. The reason God is about to make an example, the reason why all of these stories are being highlighted, the reason why all of these new Netflix series are coming out, the reason why you know, you see this Diddy stuff happening, the reason why there is about to be a shaming and exposing and a revealing of evil is because God is showing people, like, this is what happens when you are outside of my will. This is what happens when you pursue your evil desires. This is what happens when you become disobedient to what I'm saying to you, to my instruction, my will for your life. This is what happens. This is what's going to happen. It's a warning. Like, everybody's talking about this Diddy situation. Everybody is watching these Netflix series. Everybody's paying attention to the evil that is going on in the world. But God is literally showing us, his believers, his children, this is what happens when you pursue evil. This is what happens when you pursue selfish ambition. This is your destruction. Look up the word destruction in your Bible app or go to Gateway, BibleGateway.com. Type in the word destruction in the search engine. Look at all the scriptures that come up as it pertains to destruction. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. Psalms 1:6. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Philippians 3:18-19. This is Paul speaking to the church in Philippi. It says, "For as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things." Look at the news. Look at everything that's going on in the world right now, y'all. You have to live for the glory of God. You have to live pursuing after righteousness. You have to put selfish and evil desires behind you. You cannot operate like that anymore in your business. You cannot operate like that anymore in your purpose. You cannot operate like that anymore. You have to constantly be at God's feet. He wants us to have a spiritual experience, meaning the things that God tells us to do, we have to believe that it's for our own good. The situation that we're in right now, we have to believe that this is God's will for our life. We have to believe that this is the best thing that that needs to happen to us right now. Like, I wouldn't be getting these reminders. I wouldn't be getting these revelations. I wouldn't be getting all of this information from God. I wouldn't be able to see what's going on in the world, see with my spiritual eyes, discern with my heart, if I was not at the feet of Jesus, if I was not seeking him. Because when you're in the world and you seeing all of this stuff happening, you're just like, oh, another day, another case, another day, another rape, another day, another killing. Like, you don't see past what it is. Like, you don't see things, you don't look at things from a spiritual perspective to give you the understanding that you need. A lot of us are operating in blind eyes and we're being led by blind guides. These people that are in the world telling you how to operate in your business, telling you how to, you know, get rich and, you know, their personal development and this and this and that. Like, these people don't know nothing about God. They don't know nothing about the ways of God. They don't know nothing about the spiritual experience that God wants us to have. Like, you can see when you're at the feet of Jesus and you are having a spiritual experience and you are discerning of what's going on, you can see past people's motives. You can see past people's business ideas. You can see past the things that people are putting out on social media. You can see the spirit behind that, Jesus. Oh, this person's operating in selfish ambition. This ain't got nothing to do with the glory of God. I'm not going to sign up for this thing. Oh, these people are operating in sexual immorality. I'm not going to listen to that song. Like, the way God is, like, turning our hearts towards him in this hour is very pivotal, is very necessary, is very needed. Because the type of destruction, I believe this, the type of destruction that is about to come on the world is not about to be pretty. The type of wrath that God is about to release into this world, people operating in their evil desires, killing people, because they're mad, because they can't control their anger, killing innocent people, harming innocent people, manipulating people, stealing from them, gaining all of this wealth to do sex trafficking. What? God ain't about to let none of this slide. And you as a Christian, you as somebody with the discernment and the gifts and the talents that God has given you, you got to be in position. You have to be in the right heart posture. You don't have time to be getting whooped by God about the same thing. Like, you have to be so strategic in this hour. You have to be so discerning and so open and available to what God wants to do, that your plan has to die. Your ways have to die. Ain't no way all this stuff is going on and God is going to allow us to stay carnal. Ain't no, like, carnality ain't even, I feel like carnality ain't even okay no more. Like it's time to get off of the milk, you know, the simple Christianity, and it's time to go into the deep things. It's time to go into the hidden things. It's time to go into the mature things of God. It's time to put away the evil desires of the youth and pursue righteousness. Like, it's time. It's time to enter into that spiritual experience. It's time for us to put away the things that do not please God. Simple. I even hear that scripture, or I'm reminded of the scripture where Jesus came back and saw that the fig tree had produced no fruit. I'm reminded of when the master came back to his servants and saw what they had did with their talents. Like, there is a time where you are going to have, there is coming a time where you are going to have to account for what God has given you to steward over. Whether it's benefiting you or not. Like, God is checking the hearts of his people. Like, he's trying to decide if you deserve much. To whom much is given, much is required. Do you even deserve the much? Do you deserve the influence? Do you deserve the promise? Do you deserve, like, the things that you're asking for? Like, how are you stewarding over your now? You're wanting this, you're praying for that, but how are you how are you stewarding over what you already got? Can you even handle what God wants to give to you? Can you even handle the much? Can you even handle the marriage? Can you handle the miracle? You worried about how this is gonna benefit you. God, I need you to come through because I need this to happen. I need you to come through because I'm tired of this. I need you to come through because I'm tired of waiting. I need you to come through because X, Y, and Z is happening and I don't want it to happen. That's what you're focused on. That's your human experience speaking for you. What is your spiritual experience speaking to you? You ain't spoke no scriptures over your situation. You ain't fasted. You ain't prayed. You ain't do nothing spiritual. You in your flesh. Was this an episode of a hard rebuke? What is going on? I did not plan to talk about this. Like, what are we even talking about today, Lord? Like, this was not in my notes. Anyway, I hope... I don't even know what to hope out of this episode. I hope you guys made it to the end. I hope you guys made it to the end. Do what you will with this message. I'm going to do what I will. Okay. I hope you made it to the end. The race is not given to the swift, but to those who can hold out and see what the end is going to be. I sound like my daddy. Lord. Anyway, I love y'all. Okay? I do. Okay? You know? We're going to, you know, if you're new here, we're going to have, like, moments of encouragement, you know, because I have the gift of encouraging people, you know? But we're also, you know, sometimes, randomly, cannot plan this type of stuff. We're going to have rebukes. Okay, and I'm not just talking to y'all, I'm talking to me too. Okay, like anytime I get on here and I talk about encouragement or rebuking or whatever the case may be, it's for me too. Okay, don't feel alone. Okay, I love you guys, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.